Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. Oh, praise God. Y'all got me all wound up here. Got me all excited. Well, I tell you what. I don't know. You know, I just decided to stay excited. You know, life's got its ups and downs. But you know what? God's always up. And we can just make a choice. And I want to read you some scriptures. I read them a few weeks ago, but I want to read them again. If it's okay with you, if I do it different today, I'll stand up here and we'll get back down there next week. But we'll just talk here for a few minutes. But in 1 John chapter 5 says this. Says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we have asked of Him. Holy Spirit, thank You. Thank You for revealing God's love to us and the Father to us. And Lord, I just ask that You'd just touch everyone here today. We've come here today to just worship You and receive from You. And so I just believe a special touch on everybody here and their family. And we just give You all the praise for it, Lord. We just give You all the credit for it. And we pray it in Your name, Jesus. Amen. Whew, man, isn't Jesus wonderful? Confidence. Isn't it good to be able to have confidence in a God that loves you? Confidence in a time, confidence, it says, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it says, faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, and effective way. Sounds like God to me. Confidence that someone or something is good and has the ability to succeed. That something will happen and that something is true. Wow. Have confidence in God. We talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, and we probably will talk about it for a while, but confidence in God. One of the definitions of the Greek word here is, it says, free and fearless confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, and assurance. Boy, I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter, you know, life's got its up and downs and things will happen. And how many know that after a holiday, it's kind of down. I come in and I watch people how many just flat tired? I know we got a crew here that the Kaufman's headed up, a crew that fed a whole bunch of people on Christmas Day. And all of you that were part of that, man, just thank you. God bless you. And I know you were blessed just watching the folks get blessed. But after it seems like life, we have things that we get emotionally high for. And after that high, then it's kind of like a valley or kind of like a low. But the thing with God is we can always come to Him. We can always have confidence in Him. It doesn't matter what we're facing. Doesn't matter what we're going through. We got a God that loves us and cares about us, and He's there to get us through whatever happens and whatever the enemy does. Wow. Another Webster definition is the quality or state of being certain, a relation of trust and intimacy. I don't know. That's what I got with my God. You know, and I don't know, I don't know what's happening. Some holidays are better than others. How many know? We've got some folks here that you've had to go through this holiday, the first holiday without one of your loved ones, and we have just opportunities to be down. We have opportunities to be discouraged. We have opportunities to do that. But you know what? Our God's so good. He loves us so much that I just decided to be up anyway. I just decided to let my confidence reign. I was thinking about confidence, and I thought, man, it's just an excitement, an anticipation of what God's going to do. And you know, really, that's a choice that we make. Huh? We're able to make the choices, and so I don't know if maybe perhaps you came in here today and you were thinking about being down, you were thinking about being discouraged, you were thinking about all that stuff. Just why don't you just make a choice now and say, no, I choose to go the other way. I choose to think about my God. I choose to think about His goodness. I choose to think about all the good things He has in store for me. Now, I'm going to keep on, and you don't have to jump through any hoops today, but I'm going to keep on till all of you smile. And you might as well smile, because frown isn't going to stop the rain. You might as well smile. I'm just so thankful and so glad that all of you are here today. But, you know, I just got to thinking about this God of ours, this God that I serve. And I love what he told Jeremiah, because what he told Jeremiah is the same thing he told me and said about me and said about you. He said this, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified, or I appointed you. I ordered you to be a prophet to the nations. And I thought, wow, what a concept. What a God that would love me so much, would love you so much, that he was thinking about you before you were ever conceived. He had big ideas for you before you were ever born. He had a plan for your life and my life before we ever existed. Man, to think that the God of the universe, the God that created everything, is thinking about me. Huh? He's thinking about you. Everybody think about it. Everybody just say that. God's thinking about me. No, not me, you. God's thinking about me. Oh, you're on his mind. And I love what he told Jeremiah a little later. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He says, they're thoughts of peace and not of evil. They're thoughts to give you a future and to give you a hope. But what a God. What a God. Wow. I don't know. I have plenty of opportunities. Somebody said, did you have a good Christmas? I said, they're all good. Some are better. And this happened to be one of the better ones. But you know what? It's all good. Just sometimes it's better. But you know what? Even when it's just okay, it's still pretty good. Got a God that cares about me. See, to realize that, to realize that love, to realize how he really feels about me, it creates an anticipation. It creates an excitement in me and an anticipation of what God might do. Anticipation, a feeling of excitement about something that's going to happen. Anticipation, it's looking forward to the goodness. Anticipation, it's the act of preparing for something and the visualization of future events or states. But wow, to know that my God had a plan, to know that he had a plan for you. But anticipation. See, you have a choice. You can either look back and you can think about the bad things, you can think about the negative things, or you can get excited about God. You can get excited about the things of Him. You can have an anticipation for what He's gonna do. Oral Roberts created a ministry telling people, expect something good to happen. An expectancy, an excitement, an anticipation. Boy, that's a confidence. That's something that's rooted and grounded. And I didn't put scriptures up today because I just really didn't know exactly which ones I'd use. But I just want to read you out of Ephesians. A God that loves us and cares about us. And the fact that God would care so much about me, the fact that he would desire a people, you know, His heart. I think if you ever get a glimpse of His heart for you, then everything in your life begins to change. Since we were in Jeremiah, let me do that first. But I was reading in Jeremiah early this morning, and it's so amazing. Israel was in captivity, and God makes a statement. He makes a statement. He said to Jeremiah, He says, "I'll bring them back. I'll build them up and not pull them down. I'll plant them and not pluck them up." And then He goes on to say this. He says, "Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and that they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart." I thought about God. What a God to the people that He loved who continually turned their back on Him, continually walked away from Him, and continually did the things that hurt Him. And His heart was still for the people in spite of all that, in spite of everything that went on. And I couldn't help but realize, folks, that's the story of our life too. I don't know about you, but there was a time in my life when I didn't have Him, and there was a time in my life when I met Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, and He raised me up. I love Psalms 40. It says, "And I was in this horrible pit, and He raised me up out of the horrible pit, and He planted my feet on a solid rock. And He put a new song in my heart, and He put praise in my mouth. Praise for the God, the Lord Jesus Christ." And that's the story of all of our lives. That's where we all have been. Oh, but you know what? This isn't a one-time situation. This isn't a one-time event. This isn't just something that happened and you got saved, because I continually find myself in some horrible pits sometimes. Anybody here? How many know some days you wake up and you just have to be happy on purpose? Huh? I mean, some days you wake up and you don't wake up singing and whistling. Some days you wake up and you just got to make a choice. This is the day the Lord's given me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Sometimes you just got to decide and make a decision and make a choice. A choice is an amazing thing, because a choice puts the whole process in motion. Huh? See, I got up this morning and I made a choice to come to church, just like you did. And when I made that choice, everything in my thought life, everything in my actions worked towards that choice. Everything was in motion. Everything was moving that way. I didn't think anymore about calling it off. I didn't think anymore about the rain. I didn't think anymore about anything. I thought about what I had made a choice of. And I made a choice. And you see, we make a choice to live for God. We make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it. We make a choice. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. I'm tired of letting every time the enemy blows a certain way to let him blow me and move this and move that. You know, we're built on a solid rock. His name's Jesus. And I couldn't help but think, he said, I'll bring you back. Anybody ever been away? Huh? Anybody here ever been lost? Anybody here ever been unsaved? Anybody here ever been unsaved and now you're saved? Is anybody here saved? How many here saved? All right. How many here saved? Hold your hand up. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Whew, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Somebody told me the other day, he said, I found Jesus. I said, he wasn't lost. You were the one that was lost. He found you. But you know, I don't know about you, but I've drifted away since I made that decision. Am I talking to anybody? There's been times in my life where I just kind of drifted away. Maybe I wasn't just actually going to backslide or anything like that, but I just drifted away. I just got cold. I just got, you know, I mean, hey, some days, man, some days are just a little different than other days. And sometimes life starts, well, not sometimes, all the time life starts handing us things. In John there, where we was reading, he goes on and he says, for we know whoever is born of God doesn't sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself or guards himself so that the wicked one doesn't touch him. He says, to help understand that a little bit, he that's born of God isn't under the dominance of sin anymore. The one that's born of God doesn't have to live that way anymore. The one that's born of God doesn't have to be down and discouraged anymore. The whole world is under the sway of the enemy. It's under the pressure and the influence of the enemy. But we're born of God. We got confidence that when we talk to our God, he hears us. We're born with Jesus as our Lord. Jesus already conquered him. And so all of sin's influence doesn't have to have an effect on me. Now it can. If I just want to think about how bad it is, and if I just want to think about all the bad stuff that's happening, and if I just want to think about all the stuff that could happen, and how many know most of the time we worry more about stuff that never does happen than the stuff that actually happens? And if I could ask each one of you right now personally, the things that you were worrying about, the things that were heavy on you a year ago, you don't even remember what those things are now. And you're not going to remember a year from now what you think is such a big crisis today, what you think is so heavy today, what you think is so earth-shaking and so, you know, hold it. See, but I can be influenced by that. I can be influenced if I wake up in the morning and feel pain. I can be influenced if somebody hurts me. I can be influenced with all the tricks and schemes of the devil. You know, Peter said, he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. So resist him with your faith. That's what Peter said. A couple of things about that story. He's just acting like a lion. He's not a lion. Jesus already pulled all his teeth. He can't bite you. Huh? But the growl. I heard a story about boy, this stuff's just coming. I hope I can get half of it right here. But I heard a story about how the lion in the jungle, and when he roars, how the little animals, like the rabbits, the little animals, they could run away and they could get away from him because they're faster than he is. But when he roars, it paralyzes them and they can't move and he's able to devour them. Wonder how many times that's happened to us. Wonder how many times those kind of situations have happened to us. And he's always there growling. He's always there roaring. He's always there with tricks and schemes and trying to get us to go for things and trying to get us to move certain directions. But we can resist him with our faith. You know, faith isn't a hard thing. We've had I've been married to the Lord 42 years. And you just can't believe the teachings on faith that I've had and listened to and even taught and the tapes and the, you know, I still got cassette tapes. Some of y'all don't remember what those are, but I got boxes of them and you know, but faith isn't a complicated thing. Faith is just simply trusting Jesus. Trusting in what He did. And so, yeah, give Him some praise. And so when the counterfeit lion comes and roars, when he comes and roars, I don't have to be paralyzed by that because nothing by any means can hurt me because I'm born again. I make that choice. Does that make sense? I choose to believe what God says. I choose to believe what the Word says. And my God's good. My God loves me. And so he's going around, the enemy's going around like a roaring, everybody's saying, like a roaring lion. Say, like a lion. Say, he doesn't have any teeth. Say, Jesus already stomped him. And he did it for me. Whew. Like a roaring lion. Seeking who he can devour, I just make a public statement now. You can't have me. Huh? You can't have me. If you want to take a bite of me, you're going to take a bite of Jesus. Because I'm just going to get so close to Jesus. If you want to mess with me, you're going to have to mess with him. Whew, faith, resist him with your faith. I'm not standing against you with flesh and blood, enemy. I'm standing against you in the power of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what He did to you. And He's already transferred me out of your kingdom and transferred me into His kingdom. So you got a problem with me? Take it up with Him. You see, it's a choice. It's a choice. We're at the end of 1 year and we're at the beginning of a new year. We got a choice. If we want to look back, there's not any of us that can't find the failures, some disappointments, some things. Man, how many ever look back and go, I wish I would have. If I only could have. If I only would have done that. Yeah, hey, that's gone. That's gone. So you know what? I'm going to quit thinking about that. Because see, I'm going to look to the future. I'm going to look to what might happen after a while. I'm going to look to what might happen tomorrow. I'm going to look to what might happen. Because see, I serve the God that loves me. I serve a God that cares about me. I serve a God that's been thinking about me before I was ever conceived. I serve a God that's got good thoughts for me. And He's planned some future for me and a hope for me. That's what I choose to believe. See, and a choice will put it in motion. Yes, I know stuff is bad. Oh, I know this happened, and I know that happened, but I make a choice. I make a choice. Just like the praise singers made a choice this morning. None of them came in feeling that way. Huh? I mean, some of them had to go two or three different routes to get in over the flooded roads. They didn't come in here, but after they got in here, they made a choice. Lori said it, they made a choice. We're just going to be, we're going to sing fast songs and up songs and encouraging songs. And they made a song. And did you see how they looked by the time they got done? I wish you could have seen how you looked by the time they got done. I'll never forget a picture. Just keep it coming, Holy Spirit. I won't give you the full load. I'll quit in a few minutes here, but this, whew, God is so good. Somebody came in here sick today, and if you'll just pay attention for a couple minutes, that healing is starting here, and it's just beginning to flow and run down you just like hot oil, and it's running down your whole body, and by the time you walk out of here, you're going to be totally whole. You say, well, what are you doing, Hank? I don't know. But I just know that when something comes forth, when the word's read about something God does, or a word of knowledge or something comes forth, that's the time for you to receive it. That's the time for you to say, that's mine. That's mine. Because that's when the anointing is there to heal. And the anointing is here this morning to heal. Amen. Here to heal you. Amen. If you're watching this on TV, it's here to heal you. Amen. Oh, God's good. God's good. And I tell you what, a few weeks ago we were talking and I said, go ahead and believe. I don't even remember what I said. But I said something to the effect, go ahead, you believe God for that car. Why wouldn't He want you to have that car? And a lady came up to me the other day and said, you know what, Hank? Said, I just got to tell you this story. Said, you said that? And I thought, well, okay. And she said, I got that car the other night. Anticipation. Expectancy. See, I don't know, what are you expecting? Well, if anything bad's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. If anything, you know, I'm expecting good things. I'm expecting powerful things. I'm expecting anointing in my life. I'm expecting the power of God in my life. Man, I don't know what might happen because my steps are ordered by the Lord. And man, sometimes I just take another step. There's no telling what's in store for me when I take this step. Glory to God. I serve the God of this universe. And He hears my prayer. I have confidence in Him. He cares about every facet of my life. Every detail in my life. Glory to God. Well, go ahead and praise Him for a minute. Give him some praise. It's not that you didn't want to, it's just that I had you confused and you didn't know which way to go. So just anytime there's any question about it, just go ahead and praise Him. How about that? Oh, He's good. He's good. He's good. I was going to read you something in Ephesians. Wasn't I? But it's changing while I'm saying it. Oh, he's in the second chapter of Ephesians, he's talking about and you, He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And he goes on and describes that way we were when we were dead, and how we were living in disobedience, and we were just subject to every feeling and every whim and everything the devil threw up there. We were just subject to that. But he goes on here and he says, but God. Amen. But God. I got a whole sermon that I'm going to speak here one of these days just on but God. Amen. I know what the devil's doing to you, but God. I know he's in your marriage and trying to do this and trying to do that, but God. I know he's been messing with your finances, but God. I know he's trying to get you sick and get you down, but God. Oh, but God. So, hey, after a while, when those thoughts come back, because now you're already getting rid of those thoughts you came in here with, when those negative thoughts start coming back, and those thoughts of failure and those thoughts of defeat and those thoughts of all the stuff that you've been worried about, just stop and go, but God. But God. this is one of the most elementary messages I think I've ever spoken, but it's one of the most powerful truths that's coming into your life if you'll receive it. You know, I've had enough of religion, and I've had enough of talks, and I've had enough of ideas, and I'm just ready to see God be God in my life, aren't you? I'm just ready to see God. He might do it different than anybody's ever told me. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His love for us, God, who's rich in mercy because of His love for us. Even when we were dead in our sins and trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. Because of His grace, we're saved. Because of His grace, we can get out of that pit. Because of His grace, because of His love for you, you don't have to stay sick. Because of His love for you, you don't have to stay broke. Because of His love for you, you don't have to let that thing weigh you down anymore. You don't have to let that thing dominate you, that worry and that fear. You can say, no, but God loves me. And He's rich in mercy. And when you were dead in sin, He made us alive together with Christ. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Folks, listen, you got to get this concept of God's heart. He raised us up. He didn't put us down. He raised us up. He didn't beat us up. He raised us up. He didn't put us down. Anybody in here that times in your life you just don't live right? Oh, three of us. Come on. And now we're lying. Anybody in here that falls short? Anybody here that fail? Anybody here that just mess up? Anybody here that just outright sins sometimes? Oh, that got everybody's hand. Listen, I'm not here today to tell you how bad you are, because you already know how bad you are. You got a roaring lion going around trying to seek and devour you. He's trying to tell you how bad you are, how undeserving you are, how no good you are, how it won't work for you, because if you were better, or if you knew more of the Bible, or if you spent more time in prayer, or if you were closer to God, baloney! I'm here to tell you, God said, I raised you up. Raised you up to sit with me in heavenly places. God's never going to put you down. He's going to raise you up. What about sin? What about preaching about sin? Well, hey, hold it. If you're sinning, quit it. That's all we need to hear. Quit it. Just quit it. I don't have time to think about that anymore, because I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not under the influence of that anymore. I don't have to do that anymore. Man, I can choose to live for God. I can choose to be right. I can choose to receive what He's given to me. And He raised me up. I might not ever get to the place where I was trying to get to here, but that's all right. Are you getting raised up? Huh? See, some of you already forgot it was raining out there. Before we get done, you're going to forget about all the stuff you were worrying about when you came in here. Oh, we're almost done. You're laughing like you didn't believe that. Oh, that in the ages to come, He might show us the exceeding riches of His grace through His kindness to us. This is in the second chapter of Ephesians. And what you ought to do is you ought to go home and you ought to read it. And you say, Holy Spirit, tell me what this really says. Help me understand what this really says. And what it's saying here is God saying, when you were dead in your sins and trespasses, I didn't, because of my grace, because of my mercy, because of my love for you, I didn't give you what you deserve. I gave you what I want you to have. And I'm showing you my exceeding kindness, my exceeding riches by being kind to you. That's a revelation to most Christians, that God would be kind to us. Huh? That He'd be nice to us. Huh? How many when you did something wrong and you kind of looking to make sure lightning wasn't going to strike, or make sure that big fly swatter wasn't going to come out of the sky and just swat you, and God says, man, I already knew how bad you were. That's why I had to send my son, Jesus. So now when I get on that pity party and I get to feeling sorry for myself, and I get to thinking about all my inadequacies, and I get to thinking about all my shortcomings, and I get to thinking about all that other mess, I go, yeah, but God. Woo, because He's rich in mercy. Woo, yeah, but God. Because He loves me and He's kind to me. Yeah. There's some things you can agree with the devil about. You know, when he comes and tells you, he comes and tells me how no good I am, how unworthy I am, how somebody else is so much smarter than me, and how this has happened, and why I can't, and if I only was this, I could. And when he comes, I just go, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm really not much. Woo, but the Jesus I got inside of me, he's already whooped you. I can do all things through him because he strengthens me. The Jesus inside of me, woo, he's more than enough for you. So get on behind me, devil. Get on behind me, devil. Aren't you glad you didn't stay home and watch it rain today? So in the ages to come, folks, this is the ages to come that Paul is talking about. Okay, now it's not going to stop here because it's just going to keep getting gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder. Huh? Woo! Just say God just keeps getting gooder and gooder and gooder. Huh? Man, 1,000 years from now, we're going to still be sitting going, woo, God, this is just getting gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder. Oh, he's kind to us. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and it's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Oh, why can I receive this stuff? Why can I be up instead of down? Why can I have more than enough? Why can I be the righteousness of God? Why can I have his favor in my life again? Because it's a gift from God. It's a gift from God. If I were to, and I just want to thank everybody for all the cards and the gifts and the kind gestures and Matthew for fixing me a cookie that was good and. But if I were to give you a gift and then put stipulations with that gift, it wouldn't be a gift. Yes, I know there's certain things, laws that we need to put in motion. But you know what? God will come and bless you. God will come and do big things in your life if you don't get all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. Because he's God. And he can if he wants to. And he wants to. This is what I love. And I've been hung up on this 10th verse here for a year. Because I always read it wrong. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I just, all my life, I read that verse, and I thought it was talking about me doing good works. Anybody here ever think that? Couple? I always thought it was he was talking about me doing good work, that I should walk in those good works, that I should do good. Folks, before that he said, hey, it's by grace it's been given to you. He said, it's not of works, lest anyone should boast. And then he goes on here and says, for we are his workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus for good works. What good works? The good works that God prepared beforehand for us that we should walk in them. Do you get that? Back when Jeremiah, when he was telling me what he was telling Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed. I had a plan for you before you were ever conceived. I appointed you. I had a destiny for you. But when he was doing that, It says, he prepared beforehand good works so we could walk in them. Don't worry, you'll get all the straightening out done. Straightening up. You'll get all that done. But I'm telling you, you get involved in His love, you get saturated in His love, and you begin to walk in His goodness, and you begin to walk in His good works that He's prepared for you before the world was ever created, so that He could give them to you, because He loves you, and He's kind to you, and He wants to show you the riches of His grace. He wants to show you how big His mercy is. He wants to show you how big of a God He is. So He says, Hank, why don't you make a choice and quit thinking about all that other stuff? Quit thinking about all this, and why don't you think about me and what I'm saying? Why don't you think about all the goodness I have for you? Don't you know that when I gave Jesus for you, I reconciled you back to myself? When I sent my Son to the cross, you were reconciled. You were brought back into harmony with me. You were favor was restored in your life. Glory to God. I keep saying I'll quit. I won't quit if I don't just quit, huh? Oh, do you hear? Just make a choice, Hank. Just make a choice. Just make a choice to come after me with all your heart. Just make a choice to seek me before you seek anything else. Just make a choice to put me first place in your life. And then you just buckle up, big boy, because I got a magical mystery tour for you. Woo! And it'll top any LSD. It'll top any drug you've ever done. It'll top any alcohol you've ever drank. It'll far supersede any pleasure that you've ever had. He said, come on, Hank, give me a chance to be big in your life. Just make a choice for me. Well, who's still down and who's still discouraged? Okay, somebody in the back, we're going to do this all over again. Open up to 1 John. No. Just make a choice. Just make a choice. I don't know, I think sometimes we just get to trying to make something so hard out of all this, and we just make these hurdles so high that nobody can jump them, and we just make these hoops so little that nobody can jump through them, and we just bring all these regulations, and we just bring all these things, and we just tell people to do things that we can't even do. Here in the last day or two, I was reaching a point. I was digging for something to say. I was digging for a message. I was digging for something, and I didn't feel nothing. And I let the enemy trick me, and I got to paying attention to my feelings more than I was paying attention to my spirit. That never happens to you. And it just like the Holy Spirit just let me go for a few minutes. It seemed like hours and days, but it was just a few minutes. And I just, the more I thought, and the heavier I got, and the more I got into this, the bigger the load was. And before I got it, and pretty soon I was convinced that, oh! And then finally I just said, hold it, God. I can't do anything without you. Just hold it, God. Hey, all I am is what I am. I can't be anything else. And I heard a little voice in there, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. He doesn't want you to be anybody else. He doesn't want you to be anything you're not. He wants you to be you, because He made you like nobody else. He made you. Oh, He made you. And He'll even take all those things the enemy's done in your life to try to stop you and try to hinder you. If you'll just keep moving His direction, He'll take all those things and work them out for your good. And you'll be stronger by the time you get done than you were when it started. Oh, that's the kind of God. I don't know about you, but I can have confidence in that kind of God. Can't you? Praise the Lord. Everybody bow your head. Your head's bowed and your eyes closed. I asked this a while ago, but I don't want anybody to look, because I want everybody in here to be able to respond. But how many in here you're born again, you know it. You've made a personal decision and asked Jesus into your life. Praise God. Come on, raise your hand. Hold it up if you have. Be proud of it. I'm saved and I know it. I'm saved because I asked Jesus into my heart. Raise your hand. Okay, hold it up there. Now, while you got your hand up, just thank Him for that. Thank Him for saving you, because you didn't have to earn it. You didn't have to get good first. You didn't have to do anything else. It's a free gift to you. He did it just for you. Now, while nobody's looking, who in here, you couldn't raise your hand on that? And if I ask you right now, who in here doesn't know for sure that you're saved? You just don't know for sure. Come on, raise your hand if that's you. Nobody's looking at you. Thank you. Who else, young man? Who else? Who else? You don't know for sure. Have you made a personal confession? A personal commitment to Him? Have you personally asked Him to come into your heart? Who else hadn't done that? Who else hadn't done that? If that's you, and you want to do that right now, just stand up. Just stand up right where you are. Say, I want to make Jesus my Lord today. Just stand up. Nobody's looking. It'll be easy. I want to make Him my Lord. You raised your hand that you didn't know. Would you like to know? Thank you in the back. Who else? Young man, you raised your hand. Would you like to know? Just stand up right where you are. Matter of fact, if you don't know for sure, I want you to come down here. Just come down here and kneel at this altar, and one of us are going to pray for you. Because we want you to know for sure today. We want this commitment to be a personal commitment to you. So if you need to come, you come on down now. Just come on. Everybody stand. Everybody stand. I'll just say this. There's four people in here that you don't know for sure that you're right with God. You don't know for sure that you're saved. If you're one of those four, you come down right now. Don't let the devil trick you. The fact some of you raised your hand and several of you didn't, but the reason that you could even raise your hand was because God was dealing with your heart. He was touching your heart. And that's the only time you can come to Him, is when He's drawing you that way, when He's pulling you that way. And so if you don't know today, you come on down here right now. We're going to pray with you. If anybody's here and you've been saved and you've never been baptized and you'd like to, you come down too. But if you don't know for sure, let's go ahead and sing a song. If you don't know for sure that you're saved, you step out right now and come on down. We're going to sing here.